And welcome back to the Elaine Lade County Fairgrounds Ice Arena, where we've got the final game of the Anago Holiday Tournament between the DC Everest Evergreens and the Bayport Pirates. Your score after one period is the Pirates leading the Evergreens 2-1. First goal was scored by the Evergreens, as that was scored by Davis Hackbarth, assisted by Grant Ortell and Kyle Jaslinski. But only a few seconds later, the Pirates are able to answer and tie up the game with a goal from Jay Rybar, assisted by Bryson Heiska. Then the third goal of the period, the second for the Pirates, came from Sam Samuels and assisted by Ty Froelich. Shots 8-10 in favor of the Evergreens. We'll be back with the second period here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back here for the start of the second period. Evergreens able to win the faceoff. So they take it back into their own zone.
I need a Ted Thompson.
In the left corner. He's trying to get a shot on a goal there for the Pirates is Brady. Brady to the left corner. Taken behind the net. As able to pick it up is Yakuz for the Evergreens. And it looks like we are going to get a penalty here. Arm goes up for the ref to the left side of the net. Looks like they're going to confer in front of the goaltender before letting us know what this is. There was a scrum in the left boards. It's going to be on.
You said a check from behind me, William, at 2.
Yeah.
It's going to be on their goaltender, Marcus Niemi.
That's a 5.
Okay. 5 minute. Okay, good.
We're going to have a 5 minute major here, actually.
I've never heard of it. Maybe a 2 and a 10.
Interesting. Call there. The refs are still conferring at the circle. They're in the Pirate zone, the right side. Looks like they're going to talking at the Everest bench. Even though it was a penalty on the Pirates. At least I believe.
Their goaltender's 31, so it can't be on 31.
A little confused up here in the press box.
The box down there.
41.
Thank you.
41.
Okay. Gave us 31, which was their goaltender's number. Doesn't quite work when they were in the other zone, so that penalty is actually going to be on Ty Froelich, and it'll be 2 minutes. Sorry for the confusion there. Doesn't help when you get the wrong number, unfortunately. And it'll be a full 5 minute penalty. Seems like the refs are a little confused here, and we are as well.
He just told me 5 again, so
trying to figure out if this is a 2 minute minor or a 5 minute major. Ref is at the Pirates bench discussing with head coach Mike Bouchan. Bouchan's staying pretty calm about this. They're still talking it through. Less than 30 seconds here to the second, as refs will go back to conferring. Definitely taking your time here, so we'll give you one of our game sponsors by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders, lending local money, keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, we finance fun and construction loans too. Now the face-off on the right circle, and it's going to be a 5 minute major for the Pirates. Take a while to kill that off, but Bayport is able to get it out of the zone after the face-off, so Evergreens will have to chase that back to the left, as Evergreens are now attacking to the right. Pirates are attacking to the left with the switch here in the period. Taking it up the left side is Yakuz. Yakuz able to keep that as he heads into the left corner, goes behind the goal to the right. Pass up front there to Ortell. Ortell able to get a little bit of a shot on that, but it is blocked as the puck will float back into the Evergreen zone. And taking it on the left side is Captain Jacob Yakuz. Kuz, right corner, tried to get a pass in front of the net, wasn't able to get that, and he hit the board hard. Still down on his knees, so we'll get a whistle as he tries to recover there. Looks like he may have had a little bit too much momentum and kind of slid into the boards there. And wondering if it may be hit on the head as he's headed back to the bench. Definitely looking a little dazed. Faceoff will come into the right dot just outside the Pirate zone. It's put into the zone by Parker Hurt. Puck now behind the net. So we've got a board battle for it. So we've got three players there. Still battling. And we'll get a whistle. Looks like we've got...
Why do we blow the whistle there?
Maybe a call of some sort?
Shows up and it's all chaos.
A little confused as to why we got a whistle. So everybody's still on the ice, so not a penalty of any sort. Guess the puck may have just gone out of play. Evergreens win it, goes to the right corner. Just keeping it in for the Evergreens is Alec Kisley, far right corner, board battle, able to come out to the Evergreens. As taken down by a stick is Schultz, so Bayport will have another penalty once they get a stick on it. Puck far left side, Bayport able to get a handle on it, and the whistle goes as we will get penalty number two. This one will be a minor penalty this time.
207.
It's 207 lapsed.
No, I thought that was at Bayport again, yep.
Trying to see who they're sending to the box here.
44.
Looks like it's going to be Sam Komorowski, defenseman. So, Bayport will now have to kill off two penalties here as they've got 3:26 left in the major and then 2 minutes in this minor, so it'll be a 5-on-3 for the Evergreens.
Sending somebody else, too. 44. Okay.
Actually got two people headed to the box for the Pirates here.
5 and a 10.
Which are a 5 and a 10 minute major.
But that,
wow.
The 10 doesn't start.
Definitely plenty of penalties here in the early going for the Pirates. So it looks like it'll still be a 5-on-3. Won by the Evergreens. Taken to the right side by Yacuz. Yacuz cross ice pass over to Ortel. Ortel holding back to Yacuz. Yacuz right side. Yacuz shot blocked by Chilson.
5 minute major.
Q's still with the puck though in the corner, gets another shot off. That'll go wide and it'll drift to the left side as Pirates able to get that one out of the zone and racing into the Ever zone is Chilson. Chilson skating around a couple of Ever's players, drops that off. Looking for a line change here. Half of a line change.
Yeah.
Yacuz crosses center ice, crosses the blue line right side, takes a shot on the far side, blocked by Niemi with the pads, gives it off to Hackbarth. Hackbarth to the left, back to Yacuz. Hackbarth able to corral it at the blue line, over to Yacuz on the left side. Yacuz trying to get a shot off, met quickly by a defender, and we'll get a whistle there as I believe that puck went out of play. 13:57 left here in the second, still 2-1 as the Pirates are killing off two separate penalties here. Got two different 5 minute majors. 2:30 left on the first, 4:04 left on the second. Face off to the left circle of Niemi. Spelled like Niemi, but I believe it's pronounced Niemi. Face-off won by the Evergreens. Left corner for Brady Bunnell. Bunnell passes it back to the blue line for Jelinski. Jelinski left side over to Ottinger. Ottinger behind. And that one will dribble in and scoring with a very short pass to the left side of the goal there. I believe that is Parker Nitsky. We'll see here in a second.
Nobody comes out, right? Nobody comes out with Major.
Yep, and that'll be a goal for Brady Bunnell. This game is tied again 2-2. They're able to get a goal on that power play. He's able to get the rebound to the left of Namie's pad and just sneak that right in there. 13-39. Tied again.
Certainly the shot has to be.
Here for the Evergreens. They've still got a 5-3 advantage. There were three people in the box since the major. So puck is in the left corner. Board battle. He's able to get it out is Ortel. Bayport able to get that out to center ice, and it's a blowout there for Hackbarth. He tries to pitch it back to the Bayport zone. He'll come out to center ice and go back into the Ever zone as it's corralled behind the goal by goaltender Ethan Hurt. He will pass it off to Yacuz. Cross ice pass over to Hackbarth. Hackbarth not quite able to get there, though, and it drifts back into the Ever zone as going for a shot all by himself. There was Jay Rybar. Rybar unable to get that shot in, though, as it goes off the right pad. Pirates still able to keep it in the Ever zone. Hurt touches it behind the goal. Leaves it off for Yacuz. Excuse me, Ortel. Ortel, far left side, bringing it into the zone. Stick check there. We've got an arm up. And a whistle. I believe that's an offsides.
1 minute left in the penalty.
And the faceoff will be to the far left dot behind the blue line. 12:27 left here in the second. Faceoff won by the Pirates. But able to get that in to the zone is Bunnell, far left side. He'll hold in the left corner. Gives it up to the left back to Parker Hurt. Back to Bunnell. Bunnell with a shot. That is swallowed quickly by Niemi. Holds. Gets a whistle. 45 seconds left in the first penalty here for the Pirates. Then they'll have 2:19 in the second. This game is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Face off one by the Evergreens. Puck far left boards. Go behind the net. Is taking it to the left. Hurt with a shot. Wide to the right. Goes to the right corner. Another shot, this time from Shiro. That'll hit the pads and float back out to Shiro. Shiro in the left corner. Cross ice pass. Tried to get that onto Hurt's stick. Jumps over and he'll have to shake that into neutral ice. Cross ice pass to Ottinger. Ottinger goes down into the penalty box and that took in the door too. So that'll put the puck out of play. And we'll set for another face-off in the right dot, just behind the blue line. Tied 2-2, 6 seconds left in the first penalty for the Pirates, but then they'll have a minute 40 to kill off in a 5-4 regular power play. Face-off won by the Pirates. He'll move into the far right corner. First penalty has expired. As in the right corner is Ortel. Ortel keeping it, moves it across to Yacuz. Yacuz left side, moves into the corner. Yacuz left corner, holding. Passes it over to Kyliski. Ortel brings it behind the net. Met by a couple of Pirates. Far corner for Schmidt. Schmidt still a hold of it in the right corner. Passes that out. It's a hold. Gives it off to Yacuz. Yacuz with a shot. Hits the left side. Puck drifts back out to the left side where Hackbarth has it. Tried to get that in front of the goaltender. Met by too many players and that'll go all the way back into the Ever zone. So they'll have to go back to chase that and get back. Yacuz able to get that all the way up to Schmidt. Schmidt on the left side. He'll hold at outside the circle. That'll go behind the net and to the right corner. back around to the left side. That'll go through neutral ice and back into the Everest zone. As chasing it is Ottinger. Ottinger has it behind the net. He'll bring it up through center ice. Pass it through the neutral zone. Tried to get that up to Parker Hurt. Hurt unable to get a stick on it, and it'll float all the way back behind the Pirates net and to the left side. Pirates able to take control of that puck there by Bryce Strand. Go into the Everest zone. As having it for the Evergreens is Ottinger. Ottinger to Bunnell. Bunnell back to Ottinger. Ottinger moving to the left side. Unable to get to that. Hard hit there from the Pirates on Ottinger. Puck drifts back into the Everest zone to the left side to Bunnell. Bunnell trying to outlet that pass to Keisley. Keisley was up and to the left. Looks like that is going to be an offside call.
What time does 44 go?
16:53 of the third.
7:27.
Two penalties have been killed by the Pirates.
It is.
And it looks like we're going to get another penalty here from the Pirates. Struggling a little bit with their control here in the second. Evergreens already have one goal off this power play. Goal from Brady Bunnell at 3:21 here into the second. We've got 9:33 left. Still all knotted at twos. So Nick Meisserschmidt is going to get a double minor here. So that'll be a 4-minute double that they'll have to kill off now. So this period has just been marred by penalties for the Pirates, just not able to get anything going. Everest wins faceoff in the left circle. That'll come out to Kyle Jaglinski. Jaglinski gets a shot on, but that hits Niemi right in the chest, and he'll put that back into play. So it gets out to the left side to Yakuz. Yakuz shot on goal to the left side. That is met with iron, and it'll go off the post and behind the net. We've now got a board battle for the puck. Everest takes control in the right corner, right side. That'll go around to Hackbarth. Hackbarth to the left gets that to Yakuz. Yakuz drives a shot there a little wide. So he'll drift back to Hackbarth on the left side. Hackbarth moving through the circle, trying to get that to Yakuz, but he was met by a Pirate player, and he'll move back off. Puck now in the right side. Goes out of the zone and into neutral ice, and that'll float all the way back to the Evergreen side as the Pirates get a line change. Yakuz able to get that all the way up to Shiro. Shiro left side. Taking it behind is Keisley. Keisley to the left, drops it off for Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving to the left circle. Move right outside the circle. Cross ice pass. Gets a shot on goal for Ottinger. Rebound almost goes in, but save. That'll go all the way back into the Everest zone after that. As okay, bringing it up on the left side is Hurt. Goes to the right side, taken by the Pirates. Are able to get it into neutral ice, and it looks like Samuels is going to take control of that on the left side. He's headed towards the goal, drops it in front. No one there, though, to put that in, and it floats back out, now at neutral ice. Pirates do have control as Bunnell comes off the bench and chases Pirates into their own zone. Pirates able to chip that one on the right side and go behind the goal for Hurt. Hurt passes it off to the left, met at the line by Chilson. Chilson will get that into their own zone as taking it back is Brady. Brady gets that to neutral ice where it is met by Parker Hurt. Parker Hurt left side. Puck on the left side. Pirates taking it in. Looks like that's Rybar. Rybar almost making his way straight to the goal. Has to go behind. Drops it off. Taken by Yakuz. Yakuz, right side. Yakuz quickly moving up the ice. Right corner shot. That'll hit the pads and go to the left, where it is met by Ortel. Ortel unable to keep a hold of that as that drifts back to the Everest zone. Yakuz has it. Tries to get it all the way up to Shiro. Little too short of a pass, and we'll get a whistle as I believe we have another offside call. game is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. Face off to the left of Hurt, taken by the Pirates, as they'll fall back into neutral ice. Chip it back into the Everest zone. Hurt comes out of the goal behind. Drops it off for Bunnell. Samuel's able to steal that on the right corner. Moves back to come up, trying to find anyone. Outlets it back out to a couple of defensemen waiting in the Pirates' own zone. Taken by Jaquin. Jaquin gets that up and back to the Everest zone. Goes behind the net. And met to the left by Jeslinski. Jeslinski moves that up. Taken by the Pirates. Pirates back into their own zone. Left side. Able to get that all the way into the Evergreens. A little over 5 minutes left to go here. Second period. Still tied 2-2. Evergreens right side. Jeslinski. Jeslinski moving into center ice. Tried to pass that one off to Hackbarth. Hackbarth has to move that to the right. That was a drop back to the blue line for Ottinger. Not sure if he was trying for a pass or a shot there, but it went kind of through the middle of the ice and back to the right corner. Pirates back to full strength as that double minor expires. Got it into the Evergreen zone on the right side. It's Cano. Cano drops it off for Vaska. Taken by the Evergreens in the left corner. It's going to be Hackbarth. Moving back into the left corner, trying to get control of the puck. Moves it behind and over to Kuz on the right side. Kuz tried to get that up into the neutral zone. And that'll go into Bayport zone, and we've got another whistle. And we've got another penalty on the Pirates, this time to Christoph Vaska. Wait to hear what this penalty is from Vaska. Didn't see the play. Contact to the head, so regular penalty here for the Pirates. This is their fourth of the period.
In a period here.
4:58 left, 2 minutes on the power play for the Evergreens. Face off left circle. Won by the Pirates. Back in the corner is Brady for the Pirates. And it'll be stopped at the boards as we've got a bit of a scrum here. Evergreens able to come out with it. Shiro on the left side. That'll drift back to Hurt, who's waiting at the blue line. Over to Shiro, left side. Back behind the net to Bunnell. Bunnell tries to get to that. Portsmouth. Bayport able to get a stick on that. I'm trying to think we're out by Princeton. Hurt able to corral that for the Evergreens. Left side, blue line, cross ice pass over to Ottinger. Ottinger gets it behind the net. Bayport able to get a stick on it as it goes back to Hurt. Hurt tries to get to Bunnell. Bunnell in the left circle. Bunnell tries to get a shot off. That is blocked somewhere in the way as it moves to the right side. And the Pirates are able to get that out and into the Everest zone. Pirates will change. Evergreen's keeping the same players out for now. As bringing it up through neutral ice is Shiro. Shiro right side. Moving to center. Keeps it to the right into the corner. Goes behind the net to the left where he loses control of the puck and it's taken by the Pirates. Going to be taken up on the left side by Voss. Tries for a cross ice pass. Doesn't connect with anyone as that is met in the corner by Yakuz. Yakuz moves to the right side and throws that all the way up. Gets into the Pirates zone where it is taken by LeRon. LeRon able to get that all the way back to the Everest zone. Another change for the Pirates. Q's left side. Cross ice pass over to Jeslinski. Goes behind the net. Loses control. Moving to the left side. Is able to get that is Schmidt. Schmidt drifts it towards the net where it's met by a Pirate player and moved back into the Everest zone. 3 minutes left here in the second. Still tied 2-2. Everest tried to bring that through neutral ice. Met by a Pirate player. Full strength back for the Pirates as they kill off another penalty. They've got it on the right side. Lost there. Right crossing the blue line, but able to chip it back in for the Pirates is Voss. Voss to the left.
Final.
Everest has it to the right. CQ's chips it up. Taken behind the blue line by the Pirates. LeRon moves back into the Everest zone, and we get another whistle. Leave this time for offsides. As we will take the face off in the left circle of the Pirate zone.
I think I can see what's going to prevent
2:26 left here in the second.
Well, it seems like that always is the case, isn't it?
Face off one by the Pirates. But able to grab it at the blue line is Ottinger. Move that with the pass behind the net. Able to grab it is Bunnell. Bunnell gets a shot off. Another shot from the blue line from Hurt. Hits pads out in front and then goes all the way out to the left corner. Pirates Brady gets it to neutral ice where it's taken by Hurt and then poke checked by Chilson, but Evergreen's able to recover. Shot from the left blue circle by Chilson. And we get a whistle there. Believe they were just slightly offsides. As the faceoff comes out to the left dot behind the blue line. Today's game is brought to you by EverythingEvergreens.com. Follow the Evergreens all season long at EverythingEvergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs. It's a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and the law firm of Telesti, Kennedy, and Dirks. Face off won by the Evergreens, as that was Hackbarth. Fight in the left blue line corner in the Evergreen zone. And we'll get another whistle. Another offsides call, I believe. So we will go back to the same dot, left dot, behind the blue line. Hackbarth and Rybar. As down goes Hackbarth. Puck is on the right side by the benches. Pirates able to get a piece of that and put it back into their own zone. Just taking it behind the net is Strand. Strand moves to the left side, loses a puck. Able to grab it is Rybar. Rybar able to give it up ahead to Cano. Cano, right side. Cano unable to keep that as it floats behind the net. Or a couple of players are hacking at it. And looks like Jelinski was able to get a stick on that as it goes up. And a shot off of goaltender Niemi by Ortel.
1 minute remaining.
Left corner is able to take it for the Pirates' Lions. Lions moves it up to Voska. Gets into the Everest zone where Hurt is able to get a stick on it. Has it in the left corner of the Everest zone. Met at the boards by Cano. Cano able to win that board battle and get it up to Voska. Voska takes a shot. I think it hit a stick out in front, so it didn't get all the way there. As puck is back to neutral ice and moving in for the Evergreens. I believe it's Zonda. Puck left corner. Back to neutral ice. Iku's trying to keep that in. Got a board battle by the benches. We'll move to the right side into the Evergreens zone. I was trying to get that with Shiro. He's met hard.
That was nothing.
By Ty Froelich. And we're... That'll be the end of the second here. Players are drawing a little bit down here. Not entirely sure why. A little bit of a hard hit, but... Looks like that'll be the end of the second. We are tied again, this time 2-2. I'll be back with you for a second period recap here in just a few moments after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.